right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
Good morning, everyone. Holly King here. Welcome to my Wild Kingdom Wellness podcast. Today is March the 31st. It's a Tuesday. It's 2026, by the way, just if you're questioning where you are in time or space. The moon today is in Virgo, one of my absolute favorite moon signs of the zodiac, and we'll talk for a moment why. And the color of the day today, y'all, is black. Oh, here it goes. The moon enters into Libra tonight at 10:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So basically what that means is tomorrow's a full moon in Libra. So, but y'all, I'm not going to talk about astrology that much this morning. I just wanted to point out that I am following along with the moon cycles and the cycles of the zodiac when it comes to what's going on around me in the world. And so if you are interested in learning more, click subscribe, click like. I'm going to be here about 15 minutes on this live stream. It's about 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, more like 8:29, but you know, I'm looking at an analog clock. Do y'all know what that is? I'm looking at an analog clock on my wall, and it's like, it's 8:30 in the morning, and I'm on here before I go off to my corporate job doing a live video. And what do we want to talk about today? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about what's going on in my city of Jefferson County, Kentucky. Okay, so Jefferson County, Kentucky. That's the county. Okay, I want to talk to you all a little bit about what's going on when it comes to a brand new law. Yep, a brand new law. It's a law. It's a law being implemented that says if you are a licensed massage therapist listed as an LLC, which is your tax entity, basically how you file your taxes. And what that boils down to, for those of you all who don't know anything about running a business, an LLC just protects you as the provider, as the owner of the company, from personal lawsuit should you be held liable for an infraction, okay, an infraction, right? So, an LLC is basically a tax-through entity where you as a person, you know, you provide services. Most of the service industry, people who are independent business owners, set up an LLC. It's a tax vehicle, okay? So there's your little tax tip this morning about what we're going to talk about. So if you are a massage therapist, a licensed massage therapist, keyword license, because we're going to come back to that, okay? I just need y'all to bear with me for a few minutes. So if you're listening, set the phone down. If you're on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, subscribe, because we're going to keep talking about this. But I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to be nice about this situation, because I need my voice heard. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I need my voice heard. So please share this with anyone you feel could use the information about what's going on in the city of Jefferson County, Kentucky. Okay, now, as a licensed massage therapist who's been in practice for 10 years, I already pay the state of Kentucky and Indiana, mind you, because I am licensed in Indiana, I already pay a fee to be a licensed provider of massage therapy services to the state government. Okay. Back in around 2018, they passed a law in the state of Kentucky that says 6% of your service provided income is now eligible for sales tax. Meaning, if I bought these earrings, Bobble-Doos, for a dollar, I got to pay an extra 6 cents in sales tax in order for that sales tax to go back to the state, and in this case, Kentucky, okay, so that it helps cover infrastructure, okay? Now, I got no problem with that. If you want to charge me sales tax as a government, by all means, that's fine. You're just dipping into, the money I need as a service provider to handle an overhead, all right? I'm going somewhere with this, so y'all really want to listen. I'm spicy, but I'm telling you truths, okay? So, like and subscribe. So, back in 2018, my LLC, the Reiki Station, by the way, had to pay 6% sales tax that we didn't have to pay before because we're not an item, we're a service provider. Okay, so my hands doing massage, right, were now taxed 6% on every single service that I offered to my clients. Okay, so again, small business, a lot of overhead, you know, it takes a lot of energy to run a business, to run a practice. 18 of you all are watching, click like, you're going to want to hear what I have to say. I mean it. So I'm already like struggling as a small business to make sure that my budget is balanced and that my bills can be met, that I can pay myself as the body worker and as the massage therapist to go, well, you know, I got to eat too. I've got a family too. I have to pay health insurance too. I have to pay corporate LLT taxes too. You know, I am taxed as a taxed entity, just like big, large corporations. Okay. Yes, I can farm out my, you know, accounting. I've done that. It's never gone well for me. And it's only because I have been one of those businesses that have been hands-on so much, like all my receipts go blah, 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 and I throw them in a box. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I got to get these receipts out based on the money I spent and figure out what's tax deductible, you know, such as laundry detergent, you know, such as tissues for my client when they're face down and their nose is running. Okay, so lotions. I can make a list for y'all. You know, insurance, ensuring that I don't do something erroneous or inappropriate to my client. And I'm yelling, you all, but this is going to be an issue we're going to talk about for a very long time. I feel like that my purpose here as a person has been met. Okay, because I am very overprotective of the massage therapy industry, especially licensed massage therapists. For those of y'all watching this video, you can see how upset I get about this situation, but I'm healing some stuff, you all. Okay, so bear with me. So anyway, I shell out all this money as a provider. I try to take care of my body so that I have the energy to take my elbow and stick it into your glute muscle because you have low back pain, okay? It's a process to get you unhinged when it comes to stress and anxiety and pain and all those things, right? So if I don't take care of myself as an individual, then I am no good. I am no good for my clients, my community, my family, or my spiritual mind, okay? God's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And in my case, y'all, God's always like, why are you not doing that? When I told you, the Holy Spirit talks to me in my head this way, y'all. And again, you all can see the manifestation of frustration in my face, okay? But I'm healing it as I speak these words. That's what I want you all to understand. So my frustration level has been over the top because it's like, I'm already a licensed professional. I just spent $4,000 to educate myself in holistic health and wellness. $4,000 I just spent and worked my ass off to pay off to go to school how to have correct body posture alignment, and also have a correct mind of thinking when it comes to the bullshit we see going on in the world around us. Now, I know that this is an adult video, and I make people angry when I tell them that, guys, we are looking down the wrong rabbit hole when it comes to what is going on geopolitically in the world around us. We are looking down the wrong rabbit hole. And either you're going to hear the sound of my voice remind you that we are all human beings living on the same planet, or you're going to doom scroll along and forget that we ever had this conversation. Okay. It is up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to whether or not you decide that you are going to allow the modalities such as spiritual life force healing, you know, through the art of massage and Reiki and yoga and astrology and mental health services and exercise and diet and proper water, proper sunlight, proper education, proper medication. Can I get an amen? This clip needs to be clipped. We need to have access, you all, to those things. And what has happened in the world that I see going on around me as an ex-gen, okay, I feel like I have stepped into two completely split realities. And I've had people come up to me in the last 72 hours like, what the hell? Like, people come to me like, what's going on, Holly? What's going on? You know, and they'll ask me, where's the sun? Where's the moon? What's going on? What's the shift? You know, because we care. We care about what's going on globally in society, okay? And the propaganda, the news feeds, all the media that you are stuck on as an individual is showing you basically World War III. Nobody's actually declared it, have you, Pete Hegseth? Your name's hard to say. But anyway, nobody's really said, oh, this is World War III. Nobody's really said that, okay? We're just like, we're just fighting Iran. And I'm looking at things from a spiritual perspective after being in the Pentecostal church for 15 years, give or take, the evangelical church. Looking at the spirit of the preacher, you know, literally, like I remember sitting in church in Bullitt County, Kentucky, and there was a white wall behind the pastor, and he's going like this, he's preaching the word, and he's getting it, and he's going on at it, and the wall was energy, just follow him, just like this, and I was thinking, am I seeing that? Well, guess what? Years later, I could still see that energy when the preacher, didn't matter what preacher it was, didn't matter who was on the praise team, it did not matter. I could just see against that white wall, this slime of energy, the matrix, follow this person as they would preach the gospel as they knew it. Okay, because they would just get up there and just as soon spit on you. And if you were in my room right now with me instead on this camera, I'd probably be like spitting on you too. But the passion behind the evangelical or the Pentecostal church, it's big energy, okay? Now, let's keep that in mind as we go forward having these conversations and why I'm telling you all of this as a spiritual life coach, okay? One, because I give a shit about our planet. So let's just throw that out there first, okay? I care about every human being living on this planet, whether they can fend for themselves or not. I care about every living human being. They have red skin, blue skin, purple skin, no skin, because I really think animals sometimes have a collective consciousness, okay? I'm a cat mom. I know, right? Even my client said to me the other day, cats are psychic. I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, a lot of us know. But people are like, what? What are you talking about? You can't channel a cat. You can channel anything if you put your mind to it, okay? And y'all, what's happening in the world around us right now is sad. I'm just going to say it like that. It's just sad. And I haven't even been crying. This is me showing you all. We're going to heal some stuff, okay, over the next few weeks. And it might make you mad, It might make you mad what I'm saying to you all, but I assure you, if you listen to what I'm saying and follow the breadcrumb trail, where has Holly King been in the last 10 years? Follow the breadcrumb trail. How much trauma has Holly King gone through physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and also through my business? Okay. Because I've been audited a bazillion times for no apparent reason. You know, a couple of mistakes I made in the filings of my business with like receipts. I'm like, I'll correct that. You become a target at some point. And they're like, oh, she didn't mark this. She forgot this line on this dot. And let's just fine her $275 or send her a letter that says, if you don't correct this issue again for the third time, we're going to take your home. Like, that's the kind of energy that us small businesses get when it comes to trying to do things right and trying to do things effectively. Now y'all getting it, okay? Now there's the pause, because I love you all and I don't want to get myself dunked in some type of geopolitical hot water just because I say that, you know what, I might not agree with how the government runs its systems. Insert whatever layer of government you want to insert in there, because I'm talking about top down more than I am bottom up, because I think it's time for me to start talking to some of my local city council about what's going on in my city when they're trying to penalize massage therapists with another fee and twice a year audits, knowing that all well, 90% of us out there as massage therapists are not sex trafficking. So that was a long way for me to talk about this situation that I'm going to start talking about. But y'all, here's the crux, okay? Here's what I want you all to remember if you've gotten with me this far. I might be mad about some stuff and how the systems just don't really work well for the people who are working. But I also know that the louder I get and the more I allow the Holy Spirit to speak through me, the more I sound like some type of evangelical Pentecostal preacher. I guess I was trained well. So just remember, you're going to want to like and subscribe to this video. So anyway, I love you guys immensely. We'll talk more about what's going on with this city ordinance where it comes to massage, licensed massage therapists who need an extra layer of licensure. Basically another fee, you know, so that the government can make sure you're on the up and up. Not that we weren't already on the up and up, because we were. But, you know, I do agree, though, in the big picture, yeah, we don't need to be running massage therapy practices without a license. And no, we don't need to be trafficking people, whether they're 18 or 8. You know, sex is a sacred thing, okay? And I can talk about sex publicly, because I'm a woman and I'm grown and I've had kids and I've been married 4.5 times. So anyway, technically 5 times to 4 people. So that guy, listen, my husband now, he's like, girl, you ain't going nowhere. I'm like, okay, I'll marry you 7 times. And I love my husband. He's amazing, by the way. Anyway, so, but he gets it. He gets it. He's like, Holly, I love you. You know, you're going to be a world changer. I'm like, I think I already am. So anyway, that's it, you all. Live the dream. Tomorrow's the full moon in Libra, ruled by Venus, who just went into Taurus yesterday. So I'm playing around with a big personal incantation tomorrow for myself and for the healing of our global government. That's it. Live the dream. We'll talk soon. Make sure you like, subscribe, share this video with someone who gives a shit. And yeah, I'll see you guys very soon. Have a great day. Bye.
All right, guys. Just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later, all right? Bye.